Yeah, that's the open to Bridge Over Troubled Waters with the great session player Larry Nechtel on piano. I was privileged to meet Larry Nechtel a couple of times because Bones Howe would let me go to his sessions. Great, great piano player. I'm going to make sure my grandson, who's turning into a bit of a piano player, listens to Larry Nechtel because he's just fantastic. The late Larry Nechtel, I'm afraid to say, part of that group called the Wrecking Crew that, Hal Blaine's died, Tommy Tedesco died, Glenn Campbell died, Larry Nechtel died, Carol Kay is still alive. I think Joe Osborne died, the latter two of the bass players. Anyway, so today's list and links. Okay, so Trump's off in California. He's criticized for taking on the California homeless crisis in the New York Times. The thrust of this story is Trump and big Democrats in California say the same things, but the big Democrats are mad at Trump because he says them. And that is that the homeless crisis there is really bad and it's, something's got to be done and nobody can quite figure out what to do, blah, blah, blah. So Trump pointing out how awful it is. He says the homelessness hurts the prestige of San Francisco and L.A. The Washington Post decided to focus on that. In the San Francisco Chronicle, he warns that homelessness is destroying San Francisco. He is right about that. Absolutely destroying it. And you can point the finger at tech. San Francisco's miffed. How dare he? Washington Post, Trump trying to break California's lock on auto emission standards. This essentially is that California's taken a much harder line than the feds, even the feds under Obama, on emission standards. And the auto companies are in a bind because they can't make two different kinds of cars. So they make cars that conform to the tougher standards. So California essentially dictates to the rest of the country what kind of cars you get. And Trump and his people are trying to take away the waiver that allows California to deviate from federal law. Okay, Iran. The world is evidently giving Iran a pass because Trump says they did it. This is one of the really remarkable stories of our time. Iran shoots cruise missiles and drones, multiple attacks. There's a little story a little farther down. Let's see what. It's in the Wall Street Journal. So what they did was the U.S. and Saudi radars are pointed south to detect attacks coming from Yemen because the Saudis are in this war with Yemen. And so the Iranian cruise missiles were fired and went north along the Iranian side of the Gulf, crossed over around Iraq, around Basra, and then came into Saudi Arabia from the north. And it's pretty damn clear they did it. I mean, you know, and I mean, I don't even think anybody's is quibbling about it. There, you know, countries like France, who don't want to get into a big pissing match with Iran, are saying, "Well, it hadn't been proved yet." But the left, I mean, in these stories about Iran, they're forever, ever quoting Wendy Sherman, who's John Kerry's negotiator with Iran. I mean, you know, that's tipping your hand. If you're quoting Wendy Sherman, you are essentially saying this story is going to bash Trump no matter what, even if he's right. Because we're going to quote people who hate him. So this Time story is, well, because Donald Trump's credibility is so shot because he says all these crazy things, the world's not going to believe us when we say Iran did it. Well, the evidence is the fucking evidence, whether Trump says it or anybody else says it. Anyway, Iran warns of retaliation if the U.S. strikes. This is in the Washington Post. It's such bullshit. You know, okay, I mean, what Iran can do is just raise holy hell and, you know, attack Saudi Arabia full on. But by that time, the Saudis, with all the stuff we sold them, or the U.S., can rain hell on Iran. New York Times, American investigators are gathering bomb parts and drone parts to ID Iran. They actually, you know, a couple of these cruise missiles fell short. And so they got big pieces of the thing, including the circuit boards that show the route. New York Times, Iran hardliners think Trump will back down, which gives them a free hand to be as provocative as they want to be. Trump gets into a pissy match with Lindsey over the Iran response. Lindsey says, you know, don't be weak. Trump gets all upset. Politics. Republicans almost don't exist in California. This is an interesting piece. It's in the San Francisco Chronicle. And they map it. Now, you know, you have to be a native Californian like me to sort of understand the county map. But the far north, up in Shasta County, Siskiyou County, all the way down through the foothills along Highway 49, they're red. But everything else is blue. And you know, what isn't blue is bluish. And when you get into the those counties that are red, it's got almost no people in them. I mean, none. But you get into the cities, Los Angeles, 12% Republicans. San Diego, 21% Republicans. That's unusual. San Jose, 16%. San Francisco, 6%. Fresno, 28%. Yeah, Fresno. Sacramento, 15%. Long Beach, 17%. Oakland, 4%. Bakersfield. Let's see, Bakersfield right out there in the valley. It's evenly split. 34% Democrat, 33% Republican. Anaheim and Orange County, which used to be the, you know, the home of conservatives in California. Democrats, 41%, Republicans, 28%. I mean, San Francisco is the biggest, 57% Democrats, 6% Republicans. So anyway, you know, it's not a pretty picture and you can see what happens when you have a echo chamber state like California is now. Washington Post, Warren's crowd start to rival Trump's. Well, she got 20,000 people in New York. Down there in Washington Square Park. Well, of course she would. All right, anyway. Big Democrat Ed Buck charged after three guys die in his home for methamphetamine overdoses while he's having sex with them. It's in the New York Times. He should have been arrested a while ago, but they let two guys die, and then a third guy went in there. And these are all young black gay guys. San Francisco Chronicle, Corey versus Swalwell. Yeah, this is, you know, the Corey Lewandowski thing. You know, the Washington Post, I think it was either Dana Milbank or somebody said, oh, Corey's, how do you put it? Tisk tisk, Corey's nastiness. Now, I'll probably run some bites from this later, but what does one expect Corey to do when the impeachment panel is attacking him? The Democrats are attacking him bitterly. I mean, they were really nasty, and yet he's the one accused of being nasty. But anyway, in the Corey versus Swalwell, Swalwell wanted him to read some part of the Mueller report, which criticized Corey Lewandowski, and Corey called him President Swalwell. Anyway, Nadler and Pelosi fighting over impeachment. That's in Politico. China used Twitter trolls to discredit Hong Kong protesters. There you go. Tech. Obama speaking this morning at an invitation-only tech company in San Francisco. I think the company is called Splunk. What is Obama doing? Wall Street Journal, Facebook, and Google cozy up to publishers, which means they're paying publishers for their material. New York Times, Facebook expands the definition of a terrorist organization, probably too late. New York Times, the Federal Trade Commission, the DOJ are being pushed by Congress to be more aggressive with big tech. Migrants, tent and shipping container courtrooms for asylum hearings down on the border. That's in the Washington Post. Guns, Washington Post. Trump blames Beto for the gun deal becoming harder. In a way, I'm glad Beto said it, because otherwise, they'd go on pretending like that isn't their attitude. But he said, hell yes, we're going to take your guns. I don't own an AR-15. I've never had any particular interest in them, but I'm feeling like I should go buy one. I got a couple other guns, including some that are semi-automatics, which apparently is the bad thing. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, New Mexico will make college free for residents. Interesting. New York Times. The Times is whining about the three teens killed when they tried to rob a Georgia man. These guys, they're teenagers. I mean, we do know what teens is a euphemism for, correct? I don't have to say it, do I? Anyway, the three teens, or put another way, the three youths, were masked. One of them had a gun. They approached this guy in his front. Well, all this went on in his front yard. One of them fired a gun, and the resident fired back, killed all three of them. The story was a couple of days ago, but the New York Times decided, well, this is a good time to take up the stand your ground laws, because this may be a stand your ground law case. I guess New York Times is against stand your. Oh, New York Times, Sander Van Oker dies the same day as Cokie Roberts. Cokie Roberts was 75. Sander Van Oker was 91. He lived in Santa Barbara, which is a good thing to do. One of the great newsmen from the 50s and 60s. He was one of my favorites. He worked for a lot of NBC, ABC, PBS. Anyway, Sander Van Oker, one of the greats. And one of the thrills I had when I was briefly an NBC correspondent is John Chancellor, and that's how you pronounce it, came to town, came to Burbank, did something for Nightly News, and then we all went over to Chadney's and sat there drinking with John Chancellor. And Sander Van Oker quit NBC when John Chancellor got the anchor chair and they passed over Sander Van Oker. Washington Post, mass shooting fashion. This is just one of those stories that shows that why one shouldn't pay any attention to fashion, because they're idiots. So these are the hoodies with Newtown and Columbine written on them. Anyway, Politico, Snowden has got a book out. You can write a book, Mr. Snowden, if you want, but the DOJ wants the money and they're coming to get it. San Francisco Chronicle, what were the Golden State Warriors, which was a nice way of saying Oakland. Are moving across the bay to the big Chase Center just finished in San Francisco. Now, the Warriors' image was all about Oakland. I mean, Oakland's nickname is Oak Town. And so the Warriors' jerseys, the town. Well, now they're going to say San Francisco. I mean, they got several jerseys they're going to wear, and they're still going to wear the town jersey and so forth. But one of the many they're going to wear says San Francisco. San Francisco Warriors. They move it over there to get the money. The same reason that get the tech money. The same reason the 49ers moved down to Silicon Valley. Get the money. The email address is host@johngibson.com. Send me a note. Bitch box number is 859-544-2766. Don't forget, follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. I don't know why. I just felt like hearing Larry Nechtel today. I kind of suspect that he's a piano player and Bob Seger's Against the Wind, but I don't know that for a fact. I got to figure out who that is, because that's another great piano player, whoever that was. Larry Nechtel, Bridge Over Troubled Water. All right, I'll see you on the podcast a little bit later.